Welcome to the Qualifications Predictions Show.
Yes.
Of the 104th running of the greatest race in the world, the Indianapolis 500.
Cannot wait for this weekend to get started. Already kind of got started today with Fast Friday. Ready to get into qualification weekend, giving you our predictions on what we think the starting field will look like.
So we will go through this, and you will get 11 rows of three from both of us.
Yep.
We both sat down and created our own 33-car field.
Mm-hmm.
And what will be interesting to see is how many we pick exactly right in the exact position that they're going to start.
That's exactly right.
My over and under is 5. And I'm guessing under, but we could shock ourselves, and you never know. So we're not going to give you away any hints here. You got to listen to the show. It's only about a half an hour long.
Yeah.
So it's about half the time that we normally do our show. So it's not a long listen, but it's pretty entertaining.
I think it is.
And we kind of give you our people, where they're at, and kind of our reasoning why of where they're at.
Right.
For the most part. So, hope you enjoy listening to this.
Yep, it's a good one. Keep on listening.
And we will be back at you early next week after qualifications to see how we did. And then we will be making our race predictions where we're both going to sit down and we're going to predict the finishing order from 1 to 33. For the 104th running of the Indianapolis 500.
Let's do it.
Enjoy this qualifications prediction. And Godspeed to all the drivers tomorrow. Let's hope for a very nice and safe day.
Yep.
And let's see how good we are at predicting these positions.
Here we go.
And we're out. All right, welcome to episode 28 of Around the Outside. This is going to be the 2020 Indianapolis 500 Qualifications Prediction Show.
The whole field.
We are going to predict all 11 rows of three, and it's going to be interesting to see how many we get exactly right. Like
I'm making a prediction right now.
Like in the exact spot that they're going to start.
I'm going 33 for 33.
I doubt that happens.
So do I, but you never know.
Yeah, I doubt that happens. I'd be happy with 5.
So would I.
To be honest with you. So let's talk about the week of practice real quick before we get into this. It's been a Honda-dominated week of practice, minus our boy Connor Daly.
Yep.
So
I agree.
You know, today was interesting. Fast Friday, watching NBC Gold, because they would show like the single lap times, and then they would show the four lap average best times.
Right.
So that was kind of interesting to see. Like we talked about in the last episode, just last week, you never kind of know who's going to be
not in it. Yeah.
And right.
It's definitely been a Honda strength. Like Honda's
right.
Definitely been the best.
And over the course of the year, it's kind of been the opposite of that. It's been a Chevy dominated pole.
Yep.
Pole performance.
But a Honda won.
But a Honda winning performance. Right. Right. So we'll see what happens. Again, these are just predictions. I could see both of our stuff being completely wrong.
Right.
I mean, just absolutely completely wrong.
Right.
There is a practice session tomorrow morning. It starts at, like, I think 8:30, something like
right.
that. So it depends on what these engineers and these drivers find overnight.
Let's see if Chevy finds something overnight.
But you have to kind of figure that when these teams had their engineering meetings after today's practice, they kind of knew, and especially after the draw, okay?
Yep.
After the qualification draw, they kind of knew what they got. I mean, they kind of knew this is what we got. Now, if they may make some changes and try to see what they can do.
Uh-huh.
In the practices tomorrow morning, it's always hard to get a lap by yourself without a tow.
Because everyone's out there.
So we do know that Graham Rahal drew...
Number one. He will be starting us off.
So, and it was funny because I came home after practice and I started watching the end of practice. I came home from football practice. Let's clarify that.
Yep.
And I watched the end of IndyCar practice on NBC Gold, and they were talking to Graham Rahal, and this was before the draw, and he basically said, if you draw an early number, you're probably going to be in the fast nine. If you draw a late number, you're probably not. Connor Daly, second fastest of the day. Marco Andretti's first fastest of the day. They both drew like 26, 27, 25, 27, something like that.
Oh.
Both of them did.
Well, I didn't know that before we made this. So yeah. Here we go.
Well, and I didn't really base it off of the draw, off our predictions, but Graham Rahal drew number one. So we have both made our 11 rows of three predictions for qualifications. This is just taking into account Saturday and Sunday. Tomorrow they set the field 10 through 33.
Yep.
The fast nine are the fast nine, but then Sunday they'll come back and run just the fast nine.
Yep.
To see where those fast nine are going. But we are just taking into account what we think the 11 rows of three will be, the 33 starters for the 104th running of the Indianapolis 500.
Here we go.
We will go row by row, and we'll let you start.
You want me to start?
There you go. Start with row 11 and work up. Yeah,
I think spot number 33 is probably the easiest to pick. No offense to the team or the driver, but Dragon Speed Racing is just not very fast at the moment. Right. So Ben Hanley will be 33rd.
Right.
I've got Max Chilton 32nd.
Right.
And I've got Dalton Kellett 31st.
And it's funny because Dalton Kellett was kind of – he wasn't 31st on the speed chart today. No. He was up a little bit. But my row 11 is 33rd Ben Hanley, 32nd Max Chilton, and 31st Dalton Kellett.
There we go.
So we are exactly right for the last row party.
That's awesome.
And we will see how that plays out. So we can alternate these, yeah, I guess. You go so first. Row 10, and this is not at all indicative of the day he had or the lap he put up today. I just put him back here, to be quite honest with you, because I forgot all about him. And it wouldn't surprise me to see him jack something up. Starting in 30th, I got Zach Veach. Okay?
He ran 2:31 today.
I know that, but I forgot all about him. Just to be, so I'm expecting like a wrong ride height, car bottoming out.
Like last year, Fernando.
Flat tire. So, yeah. I don't know if Andretti's going to do it in metric instead of inches, but
that's funny.
I've got Zach Veach starting 30th. I've got the what is better known as the Indianapolis Motor Speedway's moving chicane, Charlie Kimball, starting 29th.
He put up a good lap today.
Put up a good lap today too. You can tell I didn't do this with my brain. I did most of this with my heart.
Is Simon right? Next then?
No, unfortunately, I got TK starting 28th inside row 10. Listened to he interviewed today. Didn't really even kind of act like he was concerned about qualifying.
Right.
Just concerned about his race car. So that's my row 10. TK, Kimball, Veach.
Awesome. My row 10. Completely different from your row 10. Mm. Starting 30th, I've got Sage Karam.
Yeah, that starting wouldn't surprise me.
29th, I've got J.R. Hildebrand, his teammate.
Yep.
And this might be wrong because he's actually had a decent week. But starting 28th, I've got James Davison.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's your row 10.
Is that your row nine?
Okay. No, well, you go first on row
nine.
Well,
you go first because I messed up and I accidentally wrote down Alonzo twice. So I kind of got to figure out who I did.
You have jacked this up.
No, I didn't put it in. Okay.
So my row nine is, I think, your row 10. Really? So my row nine, starting in 27th position outside of row nine, is J.R. Hildebrand. Starting at the middle of row nine in 26th position, Sage Karam.
Okay.
And starting inside row nine in position 25, James Davison.
Okay.
That's my row nine.
Gotcha.
What say you?
I'm trying to figure it out, to be honest, man.
Well, just go with it. Just
We'll figure it out. I'll fill in the blank at the end.
We'll figure out where you screwed up.
So I'll leave. Be 27th, right? Yeah. I'll leave 27th blank for now. And whoever it is can fill in. 26th, I got Renus VK.
Wow.
And 25th, I've got Fernando Alonso. Just with Chevy Performance.
In row number nine.
And he had to rebuild his car, kind of. Right. So that's what I got.
Yeah, okay.
Row eight now.
Row eight is on you.
Kicking it off. Got Santino Ferrucci.
Right.
Oliver Askew.
Okay.
And Tony Kanaan.
Tony Kanaan.
These are just kind of average rows right here. Right. What their speeds were.
So my row number eight, starting outside row eight in 24th position, is also Santino Ferrucci.
Great minds think alike.
Right. In the middle of row eight, he has struggled for 3 days now, even in race trim. But he says his race car is really good, and I believe him when he says it.
Mm-hmm.
But in the middle of row eight, shocker of all shockers, really, to me, Ed Carpenter.
Yeah, he hadn't had a good day.
Starting in 23rd. I hope that I'm completely wrong on that.
Yeah.
Okay? And on the inside of row eight, starting in 22nd position, is Renus VK.
Okay.
Who has looked pretty strong, to be honest with you.
Yes.
You can tell that we got a lot of, we're the back end of this field is Chevy heavy. Mm-hmm. We could wake up tomorrow morning, and you know how the Indianapolis Motor Speedway is. It could be a completely different track, and all of a sudden the Chevys are up here, but it's been 3 days now.
Yeah, you never know.
A Honda dominated
right
show here.
Right.
So moving on to row seven. Row seven, outside of row seven, 21st starting position, I've got Felix Rosenquist.
Okay.
In the middle of row seven, another shocker. Actually, all of row seven to me is a shocker. This is just my prediction.
Mm-hmm.
The middle of row seven, starting in 20th position, the three-time champ.
Elio
Castroneves, starting in 20th. And on the inside of row seven, starting 19th, is the defending champion, Simon Pagenaud.
Okay.
Who would have ever thought that you would be predicting Team Penske
to be this far
to be in row seven?
Yeah.
Now, it's Team Penske.
Yep.
Is it going to shock me if tomorrow, because I saw some tweets today, is Penske sandbagging? Are they just going slow? I think they got what they got, but it would not shock me for them to come out tomorrow
and just put down a burner
and put all four of them in the top nine. That wouldn't shock me at all. So that's my row seven.
So outside is 21st, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one place behind your prediction. Instead of 20th, he starts 21st. Ooh. Elio Castroneves.
Isn't that crazy to say that?
Yeah, it is.
Man.
In the middle of row seven, I've got Pato O'Ward.
Pato O'Ward.
And on the inside, the greatest driver of all time, Charlie Kimball.
Oh, shit, dude.
He ran 230.8 or 230.9.
Yeah, but you're sitting there. You should never even mention the words greatest of all time. Greatest of all time scrubs. That's Charlie Kimball.
That's okay.
Right. All right, so what's your row six?
Row six, a kind of a shocking row. I've got Alex Palou on the outside. He's probably, I know.
In row six? You see how fast he was today?
I saw it, but I got some other guys ahead of him. And finishing at row six in the middle, I got the Space Force driver, Ed Carpenter.
Well, he can't be in the middle if he's finishing out the row.
I'm finishing out the row after Ed Carpenter there. I was mentioning, I was talking about both of them.
Okay, so outside of row six, you got Palou. Middle of row six, you got Carpenter.
Out or inside, yeah. I've got Connor Daly.
Are you shitting me?
No.
Get the hell out of here.
Did you look at his no-toe speed
dude,
today?
It's because he didn't put four laps together, dude. He didn't put four laps together.
That's okay.
You're crazy. You think that. You're really going to be shocked at my shit then. Okay.
What is Connor on pole for you?
I hope
he's not, because there's some dudes that are on pole for me.
So my row six is an entire – they locked the row out. Right, it's kind of like McLaren in F or it's Mercedes in F1, but row six is my Aero McLaren SP row. Gotcha. So on the outside of row six in 18th position is Fernando Alonso, the 2-time world champion.
Yes.
In the middle of row six is Oliver Askew, starting in 17th position, and on the inside of row six, starting 16th is Pato O'Ward. So the entire row six is a McLaren row.
Gotcha.
My row five, on the outside of row five, starting 15th position. Another shocker. Who would have thought? And we could end up being completely wrong here. Joseph Newgarden, starting in 15th position.
This is your row five?
This is my row five.
That was the inside of your row five.
No, that's outside. Okay. At 15th position, outside of row five, gotcha. Joseph Newgarden. Middle of row five, starting 14th, Colton Herta.
Okay.
And on the inside of row five, starting 13th, and I really hate to put him even this far back because there's always a shocker in the top nine. And I think this guy has a great chance to be the shocker in the top nine, is Alex Palou.
Gotcha.
Right, but I got him. I'm just going with the fact that he's a rookie, but he's still inside of row five, starting 13th.
And I just mentioned, I think I realized who I left off.
And who's that?
He's actually going to be really fast, I think, and it's Spencer Piggott.
Mm. So that screws your whole thing up.
It does.
All right, but just go ahead and continue.
But we'll act like he jacks it up.
Just go ahead and continue.
Row five for me.
You're row five, outside 15th. Row 15th.
I got Simon Pagenaud, defending champion.
Simon Pagenaud.
In the middle of row five.
Yep.
Got Felix Rosenquist.
Okay.
And on the inside, similar to you, close, I've got Joseph Newgarden.
J. New, row five. Okay.
Well, now we're getting into the big boys here.
Row four, what do you got?
Starting on the outside, Jack Harvey.
Jack Harvey. Okay.
In the middle, I've got Taku Takumasato. Okay. And on the inside of row four, he's way down the order on yours. He's way up it on mine. I've got Zach Veach.
Okay. He may end up there. I just forgot about him.
And now it comes down to the fast nine.
Hang on, man. I got to give you my
row four. Oh, yeah. You got to do row four. I apologize.
So my row four, kind of similar to your row four. Although I've got on the outside of row four, starting in 12th place.
Yep.
Is Taku Takumasato.
Okay.
It would not shock me if Takuma puts it on the front fucking row. Okay? It wouldn't shock me. Because it's just 2020 is just crazy.
Takuma, man.
But Takuma is Takuma. in the middle of row.
I'm excited for this,
in
man.
The middle of row four. Starting in 11th position, Marcus Ericsson.
Okay.
Got Marcus Ericsson. Okay. And on the inside of row four, same row as you, just different spot. Starting 10th, just outside the fast nine, Jack Harvey.
I agree.
Could Jack Harvey be in the top nine tomorrow? Absolutely.
Yes.
But I got him in 10th spot. All right. So
now the fast nine.
The fast nine. Here we go. Row number three, starting in 9th place. He'll go out in the number one spot tomorrow.
Okay.
I've got Graham Rahal, who I want to see Connor Daly win this race.
But I would love to see Graham Rahal.
But there's a lot of people I'd love. But if Connor Daly cannot win this race, I want Graham Rahal to win this race.
Yes.
Those are my two dudes right now. Those are my those. That's 1A and 1B for me.
Yes, okay? I agree.
So Graham Rahal starting in ninth. In the middle of row number three, starting eighth, Will Power. Okay. Slick Willie P. The only Team Penske car that makes it into the top nine.
Okay.
What kind of crazy stuff is that? Right? That's crazy. Who would have ever thought?
That's crazy.
Unbelievable. On the inside of row three, starting in the seventh position, this is my prediction.
Oh, yeah, that's what we're doing.
He's starting in seventh.
Okay.
At the end of lap one, he will be at least fourth. Alexander Rossi. Starting in row three, inside, position seven.
You've got him starting seventh?
I got him starting seventh.
Okay.
Right, yes. Dude, I'm telling you, this top nine is going to be difficult.
This is going to be tight. My top nine.
All right, what's your row three?
Row number three. The lone Chevy making it into the top nine. The only one left that I haven't said.
Yeah.
Slick Willie P.
Slick Willie P.
One of the best qualifiers ever.
Absolutely. 50 some odd poles.
Yep.
Never
Indy.
A pole at Indy.
Nope.
I know he'd like to change that.
Starting ninth, Will Power. Okay. Eighth. Colton Herta.
I got him.
Fast nine.
I got him 14th, but that's okay. Oh, yeah. Wouldn't shock. No, I think you're right. I mean, it's not going to shock me. I mean, it is so tight right now with these guys.
This was hard to do.
It's going
to
be unbelievable.
Yeah.
This is a crapshoot what we're doing right here.
Starting inside of row number three, seventh.
Yep.
Marcus Ericsson.
Woo!
He has looked good.
Yes, he has.
Week.
I will give you that. That's a strong possibility.
He's got Scott Dixon as a teammate. I don't think he is. I think Felix's only problem is he's a little timid around this place.
Strong possibility.
I think Erickson's going to be strong here. Going into row number two, we're getting close to our front rows.
Here you go. It's on you.
Row number two, starting sixth.
Yep.
He's starting ninth for you. Starts sixth for me.
I'd love it.
Graham Rahal.
I'd love to see it. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's a very, very, very strong possibility with him drawing number one.
He's up there.
Now, you know how the end of the day goes, man. I mean, people start going and they'll pull their time. That's going to be the key to tomorrow.
Yeah, I think you'll see a lot of people pull their times at the top of the board compared to a couple years past.
And I think you're going to see it even outside of the top nine.
Yeah.
Because with the way they've been talking about how hard it is to pass, which is a whole nother podcast that we're going to get into about how IndyCar needs to fix this shit, about how they can't pass, how they can't run behind one another. It's even worse now with the aero screen because they keep talking about a bubble, this bubble that it creates. It's ridiculous that we keep going year after year and cannot pass. IndyCar, you have to fix this. That's my rant. All right, so where are we at? Row two?
Row two.
Okay.
Middle of row two.
Middle of row two.
Has had a strong week so far.
Yep.
Once again, James Hinchcliffe.
All right. I can see that.
And inside of row two, the fastest of Fast Friday, Marco Andretti.
Mm. Marco, you got Marco starting inside of row two.
Yes, I do.
All right, so my row two, on the outside of row two, starting in sixth position, is the mayor of Hinchtown, James Hinchcliffe, starting sixth. On the inside, I'm sorry, in the middle of row two, starting in fifth position, Ryan Hunter-Reay, starting in fifth.
Okay.
On the inside of row two, in fourth spot, only losing one spot from where he started last year's race at is Spencer Piggott.
I like it.
Okay.
He would have probably been in my Fast 9 if I remembered to put him there.
Can flat out drive a race car.
He's good at Indy.
At Indy. He's good everywhere.
He is good everywhere.
He's good everywhere. And if it hadn't been for sponsorship crap, he'd still have a ride. Yeah. Spencer Piggott deserves to be a full-time IndyCar driver.
Yeah, he does.
Because he is a badass, okay?
Yep, I agree.
So, and I love it that Robbie Buell is back in, mm-hmm. in the series with his whole Buell Citroën.
Mm-hmm.
Ray Hall, Letterman Lanigan Association.
We get lucky and that becomes a full-time deal next year.
It's awesome. And Piggott, Taku, and Graham all had very good draws.
Yeah,
they're all early.
They're all in the first 10.
They're all early in the line. So my second row, inside to out, Piggott, Hunter A, Hinchtown, 4th, 5th, 6th.
Front row it is.
So we get to my front row. Here we go. On the outside of the front row is today's fastest. Matter of fact, was it the last 2 days fastest?
He's up there.
Marco Andretti is going to be a front row starter at the Indianapolis 500.
I'm starting to see who's your pole.
His betting odds have gone from 50-1 to 16-1. Just because of his practice speeds.
Hey, like we talked about, okay. We said it on Twitter. If he has a car,
if he's got a car
that's good,
he's
especially
a beast.
At Indy.
He's a beast at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
He's one of the better drivers
yes.
at Indy. It's
and
just a fact.
It would be awesome to see.
As much as we rag on
as
him.
As much as we rag on him.
I like Marco.
It
I
would
really
be
do.
Awesome to see Marco Andretti win the Indianapolis 500.
It'd be awesome. I'd love All to right, see it.
So, in or middle of row one. Is the man, the legend, Scott Dixon. He is inside of row one. Or I'm sorry, he is middle of row one. And on the pole.
I'm not sure.
For the 104th running.
Should have known you're putting him here.
Of the Indianapolis 500 is our boy, Connor Daly. I got faith in him. I think he can do it. He's got a fast car, he's got a badass engineer. His car looks cool as hell.
It does, yeah.
And I would just love to see it. I would love to see it. Do I think he can do it? Yes.
I agree.
Is it? Do I think it? There, one. He's one of about 12 guys that can sit on the pole.
I
honestly,
agree.
So tomorrow's going to be a crap shoot.
Yes.
So,
it is. Finishing it off.
There you go.
My front row for the 104th running of the Indy 500. Starting in third, the fastest no-toe of the day, Ryan Hunter-Reay.
I can see it.
Getting back on the front row with Indy.
Yep.
In second, I flipped these guys around a couple times from first and second.
Yep.
Same as you, Scott Dixon.
Scott Dixon.
My original pole sitter, I decided to switch him because I have faith in this next driver, who I've said before, is I think the best current driver when it comes to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Finally getting his first pole that he deserves, Alexander Rossi.
Alexander Rossi. I got him starting 7th. You got him starting on the pole.
You have Connor Daly starting first, and I have him starting inside of row number 6.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
No, it's...
Okay, so right now, on air, I'll bet you $10 that Connor Daly qualifies better than inside of row 6. $10. Are we on?
You're on.
All right, we're on. $10 that Connor Daly is better than inside row 6.
I bet you're right. So
and,
I just
and
lost
there,
$10.
And there ain't no reneging on it either. You pay up. This is going to be...
This is going to be, which, and it makes it even worse that we can't be there. This will be one of the, even though there's no bumping, this will be one of the more exciting qualifying days we've
had. It's going to be tight. It's going to be tight. And we're going to miss the first part of it because we got a scrimmage tomorrow.
Yes, we do.
But we will be hustling back. We're not too far from where we got to go. Right. So we will be hustling back. You'll be up in the booth. You'll have the old NBC gold on.
I will have it going.
You'll have it going. So and you'll be feeding me the info on the headset of what I need to know. Gotcha. So, hey, it's poll day. Not really. I mean, it's still find that hard to believe, but it's qualifications day in Indianapolis.
Yes, it is.
Who would have thought that on August 15th, that's what we're saying?
Yeah.
This has been a crazy year. This is going to be a crazy qualifications.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out. I'd be shocked if either one of us have even five of these in the exact correct spot.
Well, I know my Spencer Pig is wrong because I jacked that up.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how well we do. So, for all of those that are going to go to the track tomorrow and sit outside and listen to the cars go by and watch this on NBC Gold, God love you. I wish we could be there with you. If we didn't have football, we may be doing that. Mm-hmm. But this weekend is going to be pretty intense, Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So there's our predictions. If you guys got any predictions out there that you want to make, shoot them to us on Twitter. Let us know who you think you got as the pole sitter.
Mm-hmm.
And let us know if you disagree with any of our picks of where they're going to be lined up at. So, having said all that, that is our 2020 104th running of the Indianapolis 500 qualifications predictions. So we'll drop another podcast next week.
Yep. Early next week
before race day and before, carb day.
Yep.
We'll see how we did. We'll get the number and see how many we got exactly right.
And we will do our final predictions.
And we will do our final predictions for this year's Indianapolis 500. So, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed this 11 rows of three prediction.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been listening to Around the Outside. And we out.
Peace.